News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
We're joined on the line by Laura de Barra, who is a property portfolio developer and author of the best-selling book, Gaff Goddess. Laura, as a DIY enthusiast, are you enthused that so many people are picking up the hammer and the screwdriver at the moment?
I am. It's really exciting to see, especially when it's at the moment, it's more about working with what you have because all the stores are closed. So it's quite nice to see people going back to the way it was done kind of before people started spending, like throwing loads of money at a problem, basically.
Assuming that most people can swing a hammer or turn a screwdriver, what beyond that are the types of jobs that everyone should be able to do in their house, but generally we don't do?
I think like when I put the book together, it was things that happen in every single house. And I think if you are able to troubleshoot and repair the most common problems, things like a leaking tap or dripping shower hose or leak under the kitchen sink. If you know all the ins and outs of buying light bulbs and all the different light bulb fittings, repairing window handles, things like that. You don't need to be an expert in DIY. You just have to know how to fix the most common problems. So that's kind of what's in the book, is things that actually do come up rather than a DIY book full of stuff you'll never do.
I kind of get nervous though when it comes to anything that's connected to the mains water supply. Even though you can shut it off, I have just this vision, as soon as I touch it, I'm just going to be like these cartoon characters with my finger in a little hole in the pipe and water spraying out all over the room.
You're not alone. I was the exact same. I think most people are, and that's why I always like to give like a safety chat beforehand, an illustration, a guide on how to turn off the water with a drawing as well. I think if you are confident in it, you'll be okay. You just have to know all the risks and all the how-tos with it, and then it's fine. I think a vague instruction on it is what scares people.
Should people be able to fix their dishwasher? And I ask this completely hypothetically, but let's say that's a radio presenter of a show called News Talk Breakfast whose dishwasher broke the night before last, and he has pulled it apart and pieces are all over the floor. It's still not working.
Oh my! After this, you need to send me your make and model and I'll help you fix it.
All right, okay.
The dishwasher.
And there we are, self-help slot.
the reason we're so confused when it comes to the dishwasher is because it's the kind of first generation of the dishwasher in the home. So we haven't all grown up learning how to fix them and troubleshoot them, but they're really easy to fix and troubleshoot, unless it's a big problem like the pump or it's an electric problem. I think that if you... Basically, I always think you should be reading your manual when anything new comes into the house and seeing how it can work its best and what you can do to help it. And usually that will keep away a lot of issues.
And obviously, people can buy the book, and there's huge amounts of advice in it. Gaff Goddess is the name of it. But YouTube as well, I assume, is a good resource for people. Lots of tutorials on YouTube about how to do basic things.
Yeah, it can be really good. I learned a lot from YouTube when I was first starting this at work and doing my some repairs for the first time. The only thing is sometimes you're having to stop it and it can be a bit intense. Like I prefer to have a drawing next to me and a guide where it's like step 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
But it's an amazing place to be able to pick up information about the task ahead and just get to know it a bit more.
What about electrical issues? Because you touched on it there, you know, if the dishwasher has electrical problems, that's something maybe people can't fix. Are they generally the type of things we should even avoid trying to fix if we don't know what we're doing?
I personally would never go near anything electrical or plumbing that you can't see, like behind a wall, etc. There's a reason that electricians and plumbers are paid so much. They're skilled, they're masters of their trade, and they're the people who should be taking care of it. You might see an electrician do something that looks simple, but it's the danger aspect of it and what they know about what they're dealing with, basically. I would never encourage anyone to go near anything that looks like it's faulty electrics.
Now, I'm just going to ask you before I let you go for one more utterly hypothetical situation. And this is, say, there's a radio presenter called Shane Coleman. Or no, it's too obvious. Let's call him Barry Coleman. And he has a water pump in his attic that keeps going off about every 50 seconds or 60 seconds or so. What might his problem be?
Oh, my God. I actually, to be honest, I don't deal with a lot of water pumps in work because I do a lot of new builds. But that is something that you'd be able to see on YouTube. There will be somebody sitting in a check shirt up in their attic next to their water pump telling you exactly why it's shutting off.
All right. There's your answer, Shane. Sorry, there's your answer, Barry. I mean, listen, thanks a million. Laura De Barra, who is the author of Gaff Goddess. You can find it online if your local bookstore, obviously closed at the moment. She's a property portfolio developer as well. Laura, great sport. Thanks a million for speaking to us.
Yeah, spent a good deal of last night on YouTube, Kieran. I haven't managed to get to the bottom of it yet, but we will. Yeah, hope springs eternal.